The commander of UN forces, Marcel Amoussou, says the withdrawal of peacekeepers from a zone that marked the division of Ivory Coast is significant.
It's a very important decision in the peace process here in Côte d'Ivoire. And mainly the security forces will take over the security and all the responsibilities in this zone.
General Amoussou says the handover will take place in stages.
Some months we'll have to support them because there is a lack of confidence, and we have to help them to rebuild confidence among them.
Rebels and the Ivorian army are setting up what they call an integrated military command center following the latest peace deal reached in Burkina Faso. The aim is to set up joint brigade centers and joint rebel army patrols in the buffer zone. French Rapid Reaction Forces and UN troops are to withdraw over the next few months and set up observation posts along the dividing line between rebel zones and government-run areas. General Amoussou says this will allow UN troops to deploy elsewhere to help with other parts of the peace deal.
We'll redeploy our troops in the country to provide security all over the country, to secure the borders, and also to deal with all the key processes, the DDR, the identification, and then the elections. So for all these key processes, there is a need to have UN troops in the country.
Despite previous failed peace deals, some of which were followed by renewed violence, General Amoussou says he believes in this one.
There is no military risk, but let's say that we have to remain vigilant.
The French military official told VOA the Joint Integrated Command is not ready technically or logistically to ensure security in the buffer zone. But he says French troops will be ready to leave when there are guarantees security can be maintained in the ethnically diverse and tense region. Northern-based rebels have been fighting for more inclusive elections in which more northerners can take part. Their leader, Guillaume Soro, was recently named prime minister in a new government, sharing power with President Laurent Gbagbo, whose term in office has already been extended twice due to delayed elections. Nico Colombin, VOA News, Dakar.